From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Xander Pippen. Here are your top local stories for June 1st, 2026. Veterans exposed to high levels of radiation and toxic substances at the Nevada Test and Training Range could get some help through a proposed bill. Sponsors U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen and U.S. Representative Susie Lee said on May 28th the bill would assist those who are ill but cannot get help through existing programs. Some were working on classified programs that the VA is unable to confirm. Also, the Pentagon has downplayed contamination risks at the site. With this bill, the Pentagon would identify everyone who served on the site since nuclear testing began in 1951, establish a process to confirm proof of service, and share the documentation with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans could then apply for VA benefits. Rosen and Lee said there were over 900 nuclear and other tests at the site from the 1950s to the 1990s. John Tortorella is having the time of his life. The sharp-tongued coach, famous for blow-ups with the media, players, and opponents, is headed back to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since leading Tampa Bay to the 2004 title. He has been with Vegas for all of 9 weeks, more than enough time to turn the Golden Knights into an unlikely championship favorite in what could be a bruising series against the Carolina Hurricanes. Tortorella shockingly replaced Bruce Cassidy in late March with just 8 games remaining in the regular season. He made it clear to his new players he was along for the ride with them, and they would work together to achieve what at the time seemed more like a fantasy than a realistic goal of playing for the Stanley Cup. Vegas had dropped from first to third in the Pacific Division by the time Tortorella took over, in danger of missing the postseason for just the second time in the franchise's 9-year history. Read the full story at knpr.org. After 29 years of work with the Court-Appointed Special Advocates Program, also known as CASA, Clark County Program Administrator Shayla Parks retired from her position on May 29th, according to a report by KNPR's Rafaela Gandolfo Bustamante. CASA is a nonprofit organization that serves abused and neglected children in foster care. They recruit and train judge-assigned volunteers to advocate for the best interests of children in the family court system. Parks served for 20 years as the program administrator for CASA's 8th Judicial District Court program in Las Vegas. During her time, she worked with over 1,800 CASA volunteers who supported the welfare of more than 5,500 children. Parks will remain present within the program as a volunteer and peer coordinator for newly trained participants. Currently, there is no replacement to fill her role of program administrator for Clark County. There are approximately 3,400 children in Clark County's foster care system on any given day. More than 1,100 people filed to run for federal, state, and local office in the Silver State this year, and that doesn't even count the candidates running for judicial seats like district judge or state Supreme Court. So what are the issues, endorsements, and candidates impacting the 2026 primary election? Dallas Harris, an attorney and former Democratic state senator, said, quote, "I think we're going to have to see our leaders really speak to what they can do to make sure that Nevadans can get by on their paychecks, and that's going to be a tall order." Another major issue in the election is the impact of President Donald Trump and the current administration's policies on Nevadans. His approval numbers are in the mid-30s. However, Trump still controls much of the Republican Party. According to lobbyist and former Republican State Senator Warren Hardy, Trump's support could be enough to help candidates in the primary. Hear the full story by State of Nevada's Paul Boger at knpr.org. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said more than 95% of national refuge lands could be open to hunting after proposed expansions. The changes follow an order from Interior Secretary Doug Burgum earlier this year to remove barriers to hunting and fishing on public lands across agencies. Land Taney, the co-chair of American Hunters and Anglers, which advocates for public lands, supports the effort to provide more hunting and fishing opportunities at refuges. National wildlife refuges are set up to make sure the wildlife have places to go, he said, but they are also set up for other resources like recreation, which includes hunting, photography, birdwatching. Hunting and fishing, Taney noted, support conservation funding in the U.S. through licenses and taxes. While the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said the changes marked the, quote, "largest expansion of hunting and sport fishing opportunities in agency history," end quote, Taney said the agency evaluates hunting and fishing opportunities annually, and that proposals mostly allow for harvesting additional species at locations already open to hunting and fishing. Read the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.